Kiri Yorlual, a Will-East County's commissioner, says Mesiria Harab's tribesmen on horseback came from the Sudanese border town of Mairef and attacked in the Pobol village in the northern parts of the county yesterday.
The attack occurred in the morning at around 5 a.m. and in the attack we lost 15 people. And three people were injured. We were surprised by this attack because it is an unprovoked attack and we don't know the cause of this attack. They came on horses. They came with about 60 horses. And one horse taken like two people. So if we can estimate, the force that was attacking was over 100 people. That is the force that attacked the area.
Commissioner Lual says the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, repulsed the attackers. Lual is calling on the Sudanese government to arrest the perpetrators and bring them to justice.
To the neighboring Sudan, we ask them, we appeal to them to arrest these criminals if they are not behind this attack. We ask them to explain this and provoke attack to us, why they are doing this, why they are allowing their people to cross over to our side and kill our relatives and civilians. Because we have been having migration from them all the time, all the year round. They would come at the beginning of the year or late December with their cattle, the pastoralists, to move to our areas in search of pasture and water. When they do this, they always sit with our communities in Kamaluan in conferences to discuss issues related to cattle migration to our area.
Ibrahim Marev is a representative of the Mesiria community in northern Bahr el Ghazal state and also is a senior member of the Border Peace Committee composed of Dinka Malual and Mesiria members. He condemns the attacks and calls on the Sudanese government to immediately intervene to avoid further violence.
I want to tell my brothers, Dinka Malual, we are one people because we are living next to one another. Be calm and patient, and also to tell Mesiria not to make any other attacks, and to the two governments to join hands, government of Northern Sudan and the government of South Sudan, to intervene and protect the civilians. We, the Mesiria, this time we want the government of Northern Sudan to intervene so that there is peace.
Commissioner Lual says 9 other people were killed in 3 separate attacks by suspected Mesiria nomads in Awil East last week. He says the latest attack brings the total number of people killed in the past 2 weeks to 24. Lual says hundreds of civilians have been displaced to Angut and Weraganj areas as well as other neighboring villages. The Malual Dinka of South Sudan and Mesiria tribe of Sudan have held several post-migration peace conferences in recent years. The aim has been to convene a committee of Awil East, Twitch and Northern Liech representatives to follow up on the cattle raids and compensation claims. The two communities have agreed to compensate the families of Sikh Arab nomads who were killed in a cattle raid in the Twitch area of South Sudan. The two parties also agreed to share grazing land and water points. Competition for land and water have caused long-standing disagreements and frequent conflicts between the host farming communities in the Awil East and Twitch areas and the visiting herders. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.